All right. Have you made a decision yet based on facts, based on reality and not just rhetoric, as to whether or not we should reduce the number of guns in America? Let's continue that discussion. History shows that violence is ingrained in human nature. Guns are by no means, though, a prerequisite for conflict. Professor David Yamani encourages us to think about the Rwandan genocide. There was tremendous violence, but much of it without firearms. So even when we take the thought experiment to its extreme and imagine all guns disappearing off the face of the earth, war and civil strife would continue. But rather than revert to more primitive weaponry like spears, swords, or bows and arrows, modern nations would likely shift to other forms of killing, including explosives, tanks, missiles, chemical and biological weapons. Nuclear war, however, would likely remain unappealing given its extreme destructiveness. Now, that said, let me ask you this. Do you think that humans would ever get to a point where they would be willing to use even nuclear weapons? Do you think they'd get to a point where they would say, you know what, the chemical is not enough, the biological, not enough, I'm going nuclear? And they go ahead and just say, you know, well, I got my protection, because we know some folks got their bunkers and all of that. But do you suppose some people would just say, hey, look, we're just going to have to do a tit for tat, and we're going to launch our nuclear weapons, let them launch theirs, and we'll just have to see what happens? Do you think we'll ever get to that point? Nations might invent new types of weapons that would fill gaps left by the removal of guns, with the wealthiest, most powerful states likely being the quickest to innovate the most effective new means of killing. So while warfare between states would change, you would not necessarily change the balance of power, according to Professor Brooks. Same probably would not hold true for non-state actors in places like Somalia, Sudan, and Libya, where firearms are readily available. A sudden disappearance of those weapons would reduce the capacity for militias to emerge and operate. One thing that defines non-state actors is lack of capital-intensive equipment. So they need stuff that's easy to get, easy to transport, as well as easy to store and hide. A decline in various militias' power may sound like a good thing, but in some cases, counter-militias are composed of fighters resisting violent, repressive governments. Should guns disappear, there also would be mixed results for animals. On the one hand, the poaching and the trophy hunting of endangered species would decline greatly. On the other hand, control of problem animals, whether they be raccoons with rabies or stampeding elephants or venomous snakes or charging polar bears, would raise its own sets of problems. There are plenty of legitimate reasons for firearm ownership, especially in a country like Australia that's agricultural and has a similar frontier history that's one similar to the U.S. On farms, they're a standard tool of the trade, the firearms. Guns are also integral for invasive species management. Thousands of cats, pigs, goats, possums, and other harmful non-native species are shot each year to try to preserve delicate ecosystems, especially on islands. You get rid of the guns, that could make that already steep uphill battle all the more difficult and less humane. Mercy killings of injured livestock and other animals likewise would be made more brutal without guns. If you've got a big, sick animal, a hatchet is no substitution for a quick death with a firearm. In the U.S., the firearms industry accounts for $50 billion. $50 billion. Still a relatively small part of the economy overall. In terms of the economy, the U.S. stands the most to lose if guns disappeared. The Firearms Industry Trade Association calculates that the firearms industry accounts for $20 billion in direct contributions, $30 billion in other contributions. For the U.S. economy, losing $50 billion wouldn't even be a blip on the screen. It's not zero, but it's just not very big compared to the economy as a whole. In fact, there would likely be a modest net economic gain if guns disappeared. Gun death and injury-related expenses add up to direct losses of around $10.7 billion per year, or more than $200 billion when other factors are taken into account. In the U.S., if you look at all the financial costs of gun violence, it's not just direct medical costs and rehabilitation for people who are shot, but it's also cost to the justice system and lost income for the victims, even quality of life costs. So while the overall impacts of the economy would be negligible, Miller points out that the less tangible gains would be significant. For one, many people would feel safer. I got to ask you, if we had a significant reduction in guns and we had laws on the books that would be enforceable, letting people know, hey, look, these are the only circumstances under which we are allowing civilians to carry guns. And as a result, there were a significant reduction in guns being toted around. Would you feel safer? How about in the grocery store? How about in the public park? How about in our churches and schools? Now that we have politicians who are saying, hey, we want people to be able to carry guns in churches. We want them to be able to carry. In fact, trying to mandate that guns be carried in schools and churches. Would you feel safer if you knew that it would be illegal to carry guns into these places? Some are saying that we'd see new generations that were not traumatized by the sound of gunfire that they could hear from their bedroom. That can make a huge difference in the mental health of our children. Americans of all ages are increasingly terrified of being attacked in a public place, according to Gabor, whether at school, a movie theater, a nightclub, or on the street. Even if such events are relatively rare, this onslaught of mass shootings tears at the social fabric. People's sense of security and trust in each other is being eroded and is causing profound social and psychological effects. Think about the black communities where this has been par for the course for years and years and years. Demonstrators marching against gun violence is becoming so prevalent. Many would be able to breathe easier with guns no longer in the picture, but some gun owners would experience the opposite effect and would feel more vulnerable without their weapons. There are people in the defensive gun world who arm themselves against others, whether that's larger people, people with knives, or others with guns, to equalize the situation. Removing guns would definitely leave people who are potential victims of violence unable to defend themselves against stronger, more forceful attackers. Whether guns actually help people stay safe and defend themselves is a controversial subject, but the limited research available on this topic tends to indicate that guns have the opposite effect. A 1993 study of 1,860 homicides found that the presence of guns in a home significantly increases the risk of homicide by a family member or intimate acquaintance. A 2014 meta study, where they took a look at the aggregate of a number of studies, found that access to firearms is associated with homicide and completed suicide attempts. So some gun owners may lose a sense of security if guns disappear, but the data shows that that sense of security is a false sense of security. Gun culture would be something that many firearm owners would miss, the gun culture. Miller points out that recreational hunters could shift from rifles to other means of killing, such as bows and arrows. The same goes for those who visit shooting ranges just for fun or who collect guns as a hobby. They could simply find a replacement activity. They might get a bit of a loss of enjoyment because they wanted to buy a gun more than they wanted to buy a television set or something else. But just because they might not have the joy, the pleasure of having a gun, that could easily and quickly do much damage, they could still find something else. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to consider when it comes to the business of pursuing peace, experiencing peace. Will you help us?